It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, King Benjamin's address has led up to this moment. Everything that King Benjamin has said has led us to chapter 5. Now, one of the things I want to remind you is King Benjamin's address did not have all of the technology that we are used to. You know, he didn't have his message Bluetoothed into everybody's tents. You know, they didn't have their Wi-Fi access. He didn't bring up the big PA system with a microphone to where everybody could hear it. He's got guys literally writing stuff down and running it around and sharing it with people amidst all of the logistical problems that this whole message could have created, where he's got so many people. These individuals still were greatly affected by his message. Now you go to verse number 1 of chapter 5. It says, came to pass when King Benjamin had thus spoken to his people, so he's done with his conference talk, he sent unto them desiring to know of his people if they believed the words which he had spoken unto them. So cool. He's like, look, did any of this work at all? Now another thing I want to remind you about King Benjamin's people, you go all the way back to Omni and Words of Mormon. This was a people who had much contention, many dissensions among them. There's a lot of contention. These people fought a lot. You see what happens here in Mosiah chapter 5, verse number 2. And they all cried with one voice. This is a unified people. They went from contentious to unified, one voice, saying, yea, we believe all the words which thou hast spoken unto us, and also we know of their surety and truth, because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us, or in our hearts, that we have, and I love this statement, no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. Again, this is a unified people. They felt the spirit of King Benjamin's message, and they're just like, we don't ever want to sin anymore. We want to do good continually. So how do you lose your disposition to do evil? You do good continually. I know for myself that when I'm in the temple, I'm not thinking about the next way that I am going to sin. I know that when I wake up in the morning and I'm spending time in prayer and scripture study and trying to improve myself, not even just doing all spiritual things, but taking care of my physical body, taking care of my mind, I know that as I am doing good continually, I have less desires to do evil. When I am starting off the day thinking of good things, I am more inclined to do those good things throughout the day. Go figure, right? So if you want to lose the disposition to do evil, you focus so much more on doing good. Again, it's going back to what King Benjamin had just taught just a couple verses before that. Again, these are not broken up into chapters. King Benjamin's not like, please go now to chapter 5 of my work. Just two verses before that, you were in Mosiah 4:30, where he talked about watching yourselves and your thoughts and your words and your deeds. As you put doing good on your mind, it's going to lead you to do more good in your life. In fact, the more you do good, the more it will influence your future. Look at verse number 3. I love this verse. We ourselves also, through the infinite goodness of God and the manifestations of His Spirit, have great views of that which is to come. And were it expedient, we could prophesy of all things. So not only are they doing good things, but it is affecting how they view the future. When you are spending time doing good and focusing on the good, it gets you excited about the future. I know as I've worked with teenagers over the years, when I ask the question, how many of you are freaking out about the future? A lot of hands go up. But I think the more time you spend doing good things, that fear changes to excitement and great views of that which is to come. I remember I did my master's degree several years ago, and my master's thesis that I had, and you're going to be wondering why I got a master's degree for this, it was youth of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that are praying and reading their scriptures and attending the temple are happier than those that are not doing those things. Like I said, you're probably like, wow, good job. You would think that would be duh research. Well, I actually found something interesting as I was going through that. Happiness is a very difficult thing to quantify. It is, it really is, because it is so dependent often on the things that you are doing throughout the day. Oddly enough, the kids that I surveyed on Monday were not as happy as the ones that I surveyed on Friday. The ones that I surveyed after lunch were happier than those before lunch. So again, there's a lot of factors in there. But one thing I did find is those who were doing those spiritually significant things had a greater hope for the future. Like, it was a huge difference. Those doing those spiritually significant things had a great view for those things which are to come. It reminds me of President Nelson's wonderful talk, which you know very well, called Think Celestial. One of the coolest quotes in here, because of Jesus Christ's infinite atonement, our Heavenly Father's plan is a perfect plan. An understanding of God's fabulous plan takes the mystery out of life and the uncertainty out of our future. So the more good you are trying to do in your life, I do believe that it gives you a greater hope for the future. And one of the things it also does is it cleans up your past a little bit. It makes you appreciative of the things that have happened to you as you see the hand of the Lord all through the process. I love what King Benjamin teaches here, and I love how these people are so excited for their futures because of the good that they are doing. And I think the same thing applies to us. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.